When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate everybody tuning in today to listen to my show, Money Making Conversation. This is Rashawn McDonald. I am the host. I'm doing this show for you. Last week, I promoted heavily that we'll be talking about value proposition. Those two words are very magical in my life now. I didn't understand them. My wife challenged me to find out what my value proposition was in my business, in my personal life. And I really didn't know what she was talking about. I really didn't, because of the fact that I have been going through life naturally achieving success tied to my willingness to work hard or outwork you, my willingness to set goals. But I didn't understand the word value proposition. And let me give you a quick definition of value proposition, because we're going to do two things here. We're going to talk about the career side or your job using value proposition. And next week, we're going to talk about your business or your product using value proposition. A quick example of value proposition on the business side is when you promote something. Some people use slogans, just do it. That's a slogan. I don't have to tell you what that brands associated with it, because they market it, you know. Now, but products and service are tied to value proposition. For instance, just an example, we know they have a great chicken sandwich, but when you see their commercials, they're always talking about their customer service. And when you go in, you know what I'm talking about, because you see it, you understand it. And so when brands have put themselves in the position that way, where you can just talk about what they do, then you automatically know that the marketing that they're putting in place is winning. And so when you go to their place, they talk about great service. Guess what? You get good service there. That's what it is. Has to happen to you as an individual when you go to work. But what prevents you from being successful, and I want you to get a pen out today, because I'm gonna drop some nuggets on you. I'm gonna drop some phrases on you. I'm gonna drop some things that you want to put on your mirror, that you want to share with people, because of the fact that this is information I've been storing in my life. And I have been successful as an individual. I've been successful as a business owner. I've been successful as a manager because of talent and because of the fact that I was just doing it. I was just working it. But isn't life a lot easier if you know why you're successful? If you can start thinking like a corporation, if you can start telling people from jump, this is what my value proposition is, and then they can understand how much they should pay you. Because if you don't have a value proposition on the job that you're doing 40 hours a week, then you're going to be frustrated. You're not going to get promoted. You're not going to get a raise. And you're going to be a complainer at your job, which will only diminish your value proposition. So, Rashawn, what's a value proposition? It's a declarative statement. This is a definition that explains why you should pursue your product or build on it. It clearly explains what differentiates you or makes your offering unique. In other words, what are you doing at your job that justifies a raise? What are you doing at your job that justifies a promotion? And why you are the best choice for that opportunity? Right there. I'm going to show you an example of that. When I got first hired at IBM, and I worked 2.5 years at IBM, and then I worked, fortunately, 2.5 years full time. When I got hired, the first thing that they did was brought me into office, and they asked me, what were my goals? What were my dreams? What did I want to do at IBM? You know what I told them? I don't know. Right there, the guy was asking me for my value proposition. He didn't say those words, but that's what he was asking me for. And I told him, I don't know. So if I don't know what my value proposition is, how am I going to get a raise? How am I going to get promoted? Well, guess what happened? 6 months later, the two guys who was hired simultaneously, at the same time that I was hired, they were moving in front of me. They were doing things I was not doing. So guess what? I started hanging out with the negative people, using words like, and they happened to be white. Okay, so guess what? I started saying, well, you know, it's a white thing. You know, it's a racial thing going on here. You know, because if we got hired at the same time, and look what they doing. They doing stuff they won't even let me do. Because I did not tell anybody or did I understand my value proposition. So guess what? I marched into the office with my supervisor, the same supervisor who asked me 6 months earlier what I wanted to do at IBM. So I said, sir, and I was trying to be politically correct, but I wanted to let him know I wasn't happy. I said, sir, you know, just by mentioning the two guys, it was two guys. I said, they seem to be doing more than I'm doing. And I don't think that's fair. I used the word fair. He said, what do you mean? He said, Rashawn, you still have not told me what you want to do. I go, what do you mean? He said, I asked you 6 months ago, what did you want to do at this company? And you failed to tell me. I failed to tell him my value proposition. I failed to tell him my ability to work and how I wanted to work and how I wanted to achieve success. I did not create a plan. I don't care what you're doing. You could be a baker. There's a plan. You could be a garbage truck working on the garbage. There's a plan. And you can be promoted if you have a plan. But if you sit around and you just act frustrated because you want somebody magically to drop some money on you, magically promote you, but they don't even know what you want to do. That was Rashawn McDonald. I did not understand value proposition for me. So guess what happened? I told him what I wanted to do. And guess what happened? Positive things started happening in my life. But I had to do more for those positive things to happen at the same salary. See, that's the whole thing about it. If you want to climb Mount Everest, you know, you're going to have to put effort into it. It's a lot of people want to climb Mount Everest. A lot of people don't make it. They get tired, come back down. Whew, that's high. I didn't know it was that high. I'll take some photos. Can we just do a helicopter ride up there? That ain't climbing it. Some people, you go by their house, they have pictures of I got a picture of the Grand Canyon on my house. Big old picture on my wall. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. Because my value proposition was, it's better to buy a picture tend to go. So that's not shortchanging myself. That's just your value proposition for that moment. But in life, I have to talk to you to stop this madness. Because there are three words. Why not me? Write that down. I can say, why not you? But guess what? You're looking in the mirror, so you should be saying, why not me? It all comes down to how much effort you want to do to achieve success. Write this down. You can't be successful unless you have a plan. What does plan stand for in Rashawn McDonald's lane of success? P for prepare, L for learn, A for adjust, N for navigate. Okay, cool. Let's go back to that story I told you about at IBM when I didn't tell my man what I wanted to do when I got hired. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't willing to learn. I wasn't willing to adjust. And I definitely didn't navigate. And when you say navigate, that means you have to do more. So when I told him what I wanted to do, that means when I came to work, I had a different attitude. I wasn't just coming to work to get a check. I was coming to work because I had goals, because I had a plan. See, you can't set goals unless you have a plan. Write that down. I hope somebody writing this down, because I'm telling you, you got to go through the why not me. You got to plan, which is prepare, learn, adjust, and navigate. And then you can start setting goals. And now when you start setting goals, guess what you can start doing? Asking for stuff. Asking to be evaluated. But there's a lot of people out there don't want to be evaluated. Afraid of what they might hear. Afraid they might hear something negative. Afraid somebody might tell you, you're not doing enough. So guess what happens to you? You get passed up. You become the frustrated employee. You by the water cooler complaining. And that's when the racial thing starts popping up, if you're a person of color. So I can only speak of my side. I can only speak of the conversation I have, because I've been a person of color all my life. There might be some white people over there. They might have the same story. I don't know. But I'm just telling you about my story and how I can't let you do things that will prevent you from being successful because you've decided to limit your ability to be great. I went to this event where I was honored called Kings and Priests. Great honor. Great event. It was a summit, men's summit. It was about enhance you mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You know, one of my great walkaways was that these men were there to be motivated and to find answers. Because that's all we're looking for out there in life is answers. So when I say, why not me? I'm saying that not to challenge you, for you to look into the possibilities of how big you can be in life. So when I ask you to plan your goal, then I'm expecting you to have that in place in order for you to achieve success. So when we get down to the bottom line, the number one lesson you have to say, I don't care if you're 19, 25, 40, 50, or 65, do not let your age be an excuse. That's number one lesson. You've heard that, you're too young. You've heard that, you're too old. You've heard that. Why are you doing that? You have no dreams. You should just give up. You can't start that now. These people right here, these negative people right here, you can allow them to have a role in your life. And these people are people you know. Could be your wife. Could be your children. Could be your co.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and prove security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Workers. Now, have I struck a nerve yet? Are you surrounded by people who are not allowing you to win because you work at a place where you go to lunch, you hang out with all this negative spirit, all they want to do is talk about each other, all they want to do is gossip about each other, all they want to do is learn about your personal life. So guess what? So they can share with everybody else. Because you did not understand your value proposition. Because see, what happens is, once you understand your value proposition, you don't hang out with people like that. You ever heard the word like-minded? You hang out with people like-minded. Now, you heard the word stuck up, hoity-toity. Think they all that? Well, that's what value proposition is. You can't run for president and hang out with drug dealers. Two different value propositions. But a popular phrase that is out there in the streets every day, keeping it real. Well, we're going to keep it real today. If you don't have a value proposition, you better get one. When I come back, we're going to get into more detail about this. Because I'm not through. It's about you, career. This is about you. I'm going to start doing this more and more on my show. I'm going to start giving information, and I want you to write it down. And if you want to call, please call. Because let's discuss your value proposition. Ideas that are bothering you that you feel need to be changed today. Knowing your value proposition. Learn today. Learn your plan. Learn why not me. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
Hollywood super producer Will Packer has produced films that have earned more than $1 billion at the box office. Will Packer tells me why marketing his brand as a producer wasn't normal in Hollywood.
Well, when I came in as a producer, I knew how important it was to connect with an audience. That really started with my journey at FAMU because I made my first film project, which was Chocolate City, while I was still an undergraduate at FAMU. I was a junior. We shot Chocolate City, this little bitty movie, and in order for that film to be successful, I had to go out to my audience, my core audience. And I realized I needed to go out and explain to that audience why they should care about this film. And that really started something that I still do to this day, which is going out and trying to touch people with every project that I have.
If you want to hear this full interview with Will Packer, visit MoneyMakingConversation.com.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rashawn McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
I'm doing a special show. We have our normal guests on, because every week I do two interviews. Dr. DZ Cofield, he'll be on talking about his career in ministry and changing the world and taking it from the poetry to the streets. But right now, I'm talking to you about your career. Next week, I'll be talking about your business, your products, and your value proposition there. Plan, again, the four letters in plan. Prepare, that's what P stands for. Learn, that's what the L stands for. Adjust, that's what the A stands for. Navigate, that's what the N stands for. These lessons. And what happens in social media is really has proven to be a detriment in our society in a lot of ways, because it can convince you that you can't win. It'll get you going down a track of ignorance. I'll say the word ignorance, because if you go down that track and you don't understand it, I'm going to just give you an example. How racism and how people can just put out a racial story just to be a story. One of the biggest stories out there in sports land is the relationship between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I don't care if you don't follow football, you know about this. You know about the Swifties. You know about Travis Kelce. You know about, he got about 5,000 TV commercials. Every time I come on TV, I just can't miss this. Good, handsome guy. He's 33. She's 33. Now, what you have not heard, according to this article, because of racism, because he plays football and she's a pop star, right? Because of racism, you have not received the same attention as Simone Biles and her husband, Jonathan Owens, who plays for the Green Bay Packers. They making an issue out of that. Oh, come on now. Don't get caught up in there. One lady got 271 million Instagram followers. I'm just at the Instagrams. Simone has 7 million. One dude then hosted Saturday Night Live. I've already told you, he got 15,000 TV commercials. He is the number one podcast. He's going to get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame when he retires. And he's a defending Super Bowl champion. Not taking anything away from my man. He's a really good football player because they signed him a check at the Green Bay Packers. But we're talking apples and oranges. But people, and these are people who work with you, will get you bent out in the wrong direction instead of you focus on you. That's what the value proposition is all about. I'm trying to get you to be focused on you. What it takes for you to win. What it's going to take for you to find your voice. Stop talking to the wrong people. I've shared this story. I'm going to share this story right now. Value proposition, which I did not know. And my wife will tell you, she took this amazing course with Cornell. And she came back way smarter than I wanted her to be, because she kept asking me questions I refused to answer out of frustration. So that's what you do. You know, when you don't know, you just, I don't feel like talking today. I ain't got much to say. You know, you fight off ignorance with more ignorance,
with abruptness. You fight it off with, I ain't got time statements. I'll get with you later. That's how you fight off ignorance. You fight it off with more ignorance instead of just sitting down and looking up the word value proposition and see if that word means something to you. See if that word has been successful, because she complimented me. She said, look, I think you could actually teach this course based on what I know you know and what you have accomplished in life. But I couldn't teach the course because I didn't know what value proposition was. I didn't know how to apply what was so special about me. What was so unique about me? When I look at my career, I understand the uniqueness because there's so many lanes of success. But what I didn't know was, how was I achieving that success? How was I achieving that success as an employee? How was I achieving the success to get a raise? How was I achieving that success to get promoted? That's where the value proposition comes in. And I didn't understand that. So guess what? I was like, well, I don't feel like talking, honey. Get with me later. So I'm telling you, stop that. When I was 21 years old, I was doing value proposition and didn't even know it. Let me give you an example. When I was hired at IBM in college, I left a full-time job because I wanted to go and just be a college student. I wanted to focus on my education. Well, they told me, you can only work here for one semester. I had other job options that didn't have that restriction. They said, you can work here as long as you want. You're really good. We want to bring in smart-minded people like you. You just do it. But I saw that big blue on my resume. I feel that would look good. Working for IBM, that would look good. But they told me, you can only work one semester here. So what I did was, I started working and I started getting to know. It's called relationships. Finding my voice. I started finding my voice. I started finding, at the time, I didn't know that was my value proposition. Finding out what was unique. Finding out what I was going to offer to my fellow coworkers that no one else was going to offer. So I went to them and I asked them, what didn't they want to do? And they told me, and I said, I'll do it. I went to 20 people on that floor. It was a big old floor. This was in Houston, Texas. And I took all of their work that they didn't want to do, because I had to, unbeknownst to my strategy, I was just doing something I thought at the time was just common sense, but at the time was value proposition. I was creating a unique workspace for me that nobody else wanted to do, but I did. So I was doing everybody's work. So guess what? I did it in September. I did it in October. Come mid-November, I started letting them know, guess what? I'll be gone in December. They're only going to keep me for one semester. Now, according to this program, they had never, ever kept anybody beyond one semester. But little did I know at the time, I was exercising my value proposition. I was creating a unique space. I was creating a market share on that floor that nobody else was doing. So guess what? I stayed there 2.5 years. Because my value proposition that I created was unique. And nobody else could do it but me. Did I get paid extra money? No. But I got to work there for another 2 years. And that's all I'm saying in this conversation. If you hear me clearly on this, hear this. It's time for you to understand, if you are not reaching your dreams, Why Not Me needs to be put on your mirror every day, so you can understand that that's what you want to do now. If you don't have a plan, please put a plan in place. Prepare, learn, adjust, navigate. Don't let age be an excuse. I don't care if you're 19. I don't care if you're 65. Do not let age be an excuse. You find your voice by talking to positive people. You do not find your voice sharing bad ideas with other negative people. Stay away from negative people. See what I just said? Don't talk to negative people. Stay away from negative people. Negative people will not help you find your voice. Set your goals, which I did not do, immediately when you're hired with your supervisor. I don't care if you're working for a fast food restaurant. I don't care if you're working for a Fortune 500 company. Go in that office and say, thank you for hiring me. What do you want me to do? Don't be afraid of the work responsibilities that person is going to introduce in your life. But that's why you got hired. You can't set goals or put a plan in place if you don't know what they expect of you. Don't wait around for an opportunity. Just do it. And we all know what that slogan is associated with. I've said this earlier. Not all opportunities, when you're building your value proposition, comes with a check. The finally, know your work environment. That's what I'm talking about today. That's what I wanted to talk about today. And hopefully I achieved that with everybody who's listened to the show today in this first half hour. The first half hour is about tapping you on your shoulder and letting you know that your greatness can be achieved by your own personal effort. But it also can be not achieved by your own lack of effort. And the lack of effort is always tied to your plan. Because if you don't have a plan, you will never, ever set a goal. And if you don't achieve a goal, you will not win.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.